My name is Kesti Angstman. Actually, I come from Ghana, and I studied couture management, that's culture management and marketing. Mm-hmm. I did my marketing as my master's. Mm-hmm. I worked for 10 years at the Goethe Institute in the cultural department in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in Germany almost 6 years now. I'm married with two children.
Have you always been living in Freiburg since you're in Germany?
Yes. For these whole 6 years, I've been living in Freiburg because my husband is a Freiburger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So, Kirsten, you are candidate for the Migrantenbeirat. Migrantenbeirat is like the group of people, of migrants, who will represent the whole migrants of the town of Freiburg in town.
Yeah.
For the whole
to say the Migrant Advisory Board.
Mm-hmm. The Migrant Advisory Board. Why is this election important? Why is it important even to have a Migrant Advisory Board in the city of Freiburg?
Personally, I am an immigrant myself. And when I moved to Freiburg, my life being here, I've been working with the immigrants here, those in the various asylum seekers' homes. And my interaction with these people made me to discover certain issues pertaining immigrants here.
Mm-hmm.
And that struck me, and my experience as also an immigrant, with my background as an immigrant, these two things strike me to actually have the interest that is the time that I have to also wake up together with our voices so we can put certain things in place, mm-hmm. whether there are policies that need to change certain things for the betterment of the lives of immigrants here. Immigrants have a lot to offer,
mm-hmm.
and therefore we have to look into these issues. So these are the two main things that actually moved me, gave me that kind of spirit to be in there, to candidate for this Immigrant Advisory Board.
Mm-hmm. And you said you did a lot of things with different immigrants coming to their homes. What did you do exactly?
I work with the last 3 years with, I had a chance to work with the Deutsche Rote Kreuz DRK, whereby we had workshops to sensitize these African women in the various sectors. And my time around these workshops was to actually let them understand how the systems work in
mm-hmm.
Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Once you enter a country, if you do not know how the system works, you cannot tap into the opportunities there. You cannot, you yourself, even bring your opportunities, your abilities
mm-hmm.
for the country also to benefit. So with DRK, I did that. I'm also a member of the Wahlkreis 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a member of the Feministische Werkstatt. For instance, Wahlkreis 100% last 3 years, 2018, was women voting rights in Germany, 100 years of women voting rights in Germany, the suffrage.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to be part, to contribute with a version of my country, where I come from, Ghana. How was women voting rights? Was it a suffrage or was it automatic? I had a chance to contribute to this topic. So my activities, my contributions and participation in these kind of groups also give me that kind of motivation to understand how the system works in Germany and Freiburg for our city to see.
Mm-hmm. And you said you understand how the system works. What do you think about this system? What do you think about the whole system of this Freiburg city?
Exactly. Every city has its rules and regulations, what governs them, what to do. And as an immigrant, you enter somebody's country. We all migrate on various reasons. And once you migrate to somebody's city, somebody's land, or the country, you need to know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know the authority actions in within that city. Then you can follow through that.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to get to know these things, then one need integration. And if one need integration, how does it come? Through education, communication, getting together. So with this, well, once you get to know these things, you can really tap into the opportunities available for you. For instance, if you want to upgrade your education here, what are the measures? What are the ways to get through this? Like in Germany, you have to do what they call the Anerkennung. So if you do not know how the system works, you will never know where to put your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I mean. We need to understand how the system works.
Yeah.
With that, we can also tap into the opportunities available mm-hmm. within the city. Yeah.
You said already you would like to bring up, to change something, to bring up something for the immigrants living in Cairo. What would you do? What are the main things that you would like to bring to them? What are the main things that you would like to change for them?
Exactly. With me, education is one of the main things for us. Like to say, if you do not know how a country is running, then you will not know how to move yourself within that country. For instance, here in Germany, and our city Freiburg is also in Germany, the main communication is what? German. Without the language, no matter how you have attained a degree, no matter how your qualification, you will not end up anywhere. Your dreams will be shattered.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, for me, the first step to take is to have education, getting the language. And with that, it can give you the access to move, to tap into what you want to achieve. That's one thing. And another thing is that my focus is also on women.
Mm-hmm.
As my background is Africa, and as my work with the immigrants in the various asylum homes, dealing with them, I realized, I got to know that like some of these people already back home do not have, they have less education. Less to talk of it in Germany, like putting somebody who has no education in one classroom with someone who has already had a degree, the learning process will be different. So most of their complaints, these women were telling the reason why they cannot have much interest in the language is that the method of teaching doesn't go to their level. And therefore, if there is any other method to give to them as beginners, they will love it. Then it will give them the interest. And that's why most of these women are passive in activities within here. They are enclosed. We need to really bring them out. We need to bring them alive. There are some of them back home in Ghana, in Africa, other African countries. They were teachers, whatever, but they get to this land and it's like they are closed up. Their dreams are getting to be shattered. So my focus was on women, how to bring women to light and not keeping them to be passive as they are. And two, our right to vote as immigrants. We live here. We pay our tax. We work to contribute to the economy. Therefore, if our services in various working areas are accepted, our taxes are accepted, then our votes, we have the right also to vote, to exercise our voice.